We know that the Torah tells us that during the first 3 years that a tree is growing after it is planted, the peiros, the fruit that grows on the tree, is considered orla, and you cannot eat it, and you cannot benefit from these fruits. So this is also midiraisa, both ba'achila u'ba'hana, the first 3 years. And the fourth year, it's called neter avai, where we treat it like it is ma'aser sheni. Basically, you either bring it to Yerushalayim to eat there, or you could be paid it on money, redeem it, and bring the money to Yerushalayim to purchase peiros to be eaten in Yerushalayim during this fourth year. So that is the halacha midiraisa of orla, and the deraisa de gedin of orla is said with respect to peiros growing on trees in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what about in Chutz La'aretz? So the Gemara tells us in Kedushin that there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that teaches us that also in Chutz La'aretz there's a chiyuv of orla, and the first 3 years after planting a tree, the fruits are osur ba'achilo ba'ano, just as we have this iser applying in Eretz Yisrael. However, there's a very important component of the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, which teaches us that even though the obligation of orla exists as well in Chutz La'aretz and not just in Eretz Yisrael, however, whenever there's a suffik orla, whenever there's a suffik if you're mechuyev in orla, when it's in Chutz La'aretz, you could be mekel. That was part of the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that besuffik you could be mekel, as opposed to in Eretz Yisrael, that besuffik were machmir. That is the basic rule. And as a result of this distinction, the Chaznish actually has a big chiddush, and he says that we know that at least midrabanon, the halach is that orla is not bottle in a taruvis. Not only is it not bottle b'roiv, but it's not even bottle b'shishim. That is the halacha with respect to orla falling into a taruvis. Now says the Chaznish, a chiddush, that based on this halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that teaches us that orla in Chutz La'aretz is mutter when it is a case of safek, memela, if orla in Chutz La'aretz falls into another piece of orla, not only do you not need 200, you don't even need roiv. You don't even need shishim, but you don't even need roiv. Even b'chad b'chad, even if one fruit of orla falls into a basket and there's another fruit there, now you don't know which one is which, you could be mekel and eat both of them. Because again, the halacha, the Moshe m'Sinai taught us that when there's a suffik, orla, in Chutz La'aretz, you could be mekel. Now there's a very interesting shaila that might depend on this distinction between orla and Chutz La'aretz and orla and Eretz Yisrael. And that is as follows. We know that there's a Mishnah at the end of Temura that tells us about certain items that are Dvorim Asurim and how you have to treat them. Kilei Kerem, Orla, all these different types of fruits and foods that are Asur, to be eaten, you have to treat them in a certain manner. And the Mishnah over there tells us, and the Rambam brings this l'halacha, Orla is one of the Nisrofim. That means that you're supposed to burn a fruit that is Orla. You're supposed to burn it. It's Minan Nisrofim. And the question is, that if a person, and let's say somewhere in New York or in the Five Towns, has fruit that is Orla by him, what do we do? The minig is not to burn it. The minig is, we usually just let it rot. We let it rot. We don't have any hana from it. We don't eat from it, certainly. But the minig is not to go ahead and burn it. Well, l'chayra, why not? It's one of the nisrafim, as we see in the end of the Mishnah, end of Maseches Tevurah. That is the question that the Poskim grapple with. And there are actually two mahalchim to how to explain our custom. And there's going to chap a big nafkamina l'maisa. The Chasam Sofer and the Aruch HaShulchan both understand that this that the Mishnah tells us, that Orla is Minan Nisrafim, says the Chasam Sofer, and says the Aruch HaShulchan, Elohim and Nisrafim doesn't mean that there's actually a Chiv to go ahead and burn it. There's no Chiv. Rather, what it means is, there's a Kula that if you want, you could burn it and then benefit and have Hana from the ashes. In other words, even though the Pri is actually Osir Bahana, but there's a way to derive some type of benefit from it, burn it, and you can be nana from the ashes. So Elohim and Nisrafim is a kula. It's not a chumrah. There's no chiv to burn it. So that is the first mahalach, and that's pshat why we are not noyek to burn it, because there is no chiyuv bichlal of sreifa. That is the first mahalach. The second mahalach is based on a yisoid from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim declares as follows. We know, as we mentioned earlier, that even though the Torah only obligates a person to be noyeg the halachas of Orla and Eretz Yisrael, but there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that teaches us that the dinim of Orla applies as well to chutz la'aretz. And the question Reb Chaim asks is this chiyuv of Orla and chutz la'aretz that was nischadish al yedei the halacha l'moshe m'sinai a new type of Orla? Is it a new creation, a new chiyuv, a new mitzvah of Orla that isn't the exact same chiyuv Orla that applies in Eretz Yisrael? Or no, halacha l'moshe m'sinai came along and merely extended the pre-existing mitzvah of Orla that we already had and that existed in Eretz Yisrael. Is the halacha l'moshe m'sinai being mechadash a new din Orla? Or no, it's just expanding the pre-existing mitzvah of Orla. That is the suffix of Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim wants to say that it's Tolina Machlokes, the Rambam and Ravid, and it's Tolina Machlokes Rishonim about the mitzvah of Neter Avai. Does the mitzvah of Neter Avai apply in the fourth year of the growth of fruit growing on a tree in Chutz La'aretz? There's a Machlokes Rishonim, there's a Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, if this din of Neter Avai applies to the Orla, the fruit that grows on trees in the fourth year in Chutz La'aretz. Says Reb Chaim, what's the Hezbra Machlekes? The Hezbra Machlekes is in our very Shaila. If the mitzvah of Arla in Chutz La'aretz is a new din Arla, it's not the old mitzvah of Arla, halachal, mesh b'sini was b'chadash a new din Arla, so not necessarily does all the dinim, do all the dinim that applied to the Arla of Eretz Yisrael extend to this new mitzvah. And therefore, the Neter Avai was only attached to the Chiyuv of Orla in Eretz Yisrael. In the Din Orla that we had in Eretz Yisrael, the Torah stipulated that during the fourth year, there's a Din of Neter Avai, and you have to eat it in your Yerushalayim, or be paid it on money, and bring the money to your Yerushalayim, and use the money there to purchase pears and eat it there. But the Din Orla and Chutz La'aretz is a new Din. And who said that the Din Neter Avai was applied to the Arla and Chutz La'aretz? So if you hold that it does, that the Revai applies to Arla and Chutz La'aretz, then you hold that the din of Arla and Chutz La'aretz is merely an extension of the mitzvah of Arla and Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it also carries over this din of Neter Avai. Mashenkin, if you hold that there's no din Neter Avai to the Arla of Chutz La'aretz, then you hold that the chiddush din of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that there's a mitzvah of Arla that's noyeg in Chutz La'aretz, doesn't extend, is not an extension of the mitzvah of Orla and Eretz Yisrael. It's a new din Orla, and therefore there is no din of Neter Avai. Azay zog Reb Chaim. Now, based on this, Chakira, the Paiskim explain, Shach wants to say this, others want to say this, that the Nafkamina will also be with respect to this din to burn the Orla of Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because the din of Kol Elu on Nisrafim was said with respect to the original din Arlo, which was the Arlo of Eretz Yisrael. So if you say that Taka, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, was being mechadish, that there's an extension of the old din Arlo that applies equally in Chutz La'aretz as opposed to the other shittas that hold that it's a new din, if you hold that it's the old din, then l'chayra, just like you have a din sreifa with respect to the Arla and Eretz Yisrael, it carries over to the Chi of Arla and Chutz La'aretz, and you'll have to burn the Arla of Chutz La'aretz. However, if you hold that the din Arla, the mitzvah of Arla and Chutz La'aretz is a new din Arla, it's not an extension of the Arla and Eretz Yisrael, then mihi chatesi, that the din sreifa applies to the Arla of Chutz La'aretz. Perhaps it doesn't. Perhaps the din nisrafim, the chi of sreifa, only applies to the chi of Arla and Eretz Yisrael. And memela, that's another yishuv as to why we are not noyheg to burn the Arla in Chutz La'aretz, because we assume that the rishonim that say that it's a new din Arla is correct, are correct, and therefore there is no din sreifa on the Arla of Chutz La'aretz, because the din sreifa was only said with respect to the Arla of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the nafkamina between these two mahalchim as to why there is no chi of sreifa today is going to be with respect to our law today that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. If you learn like the first Mahalak, like the Chassam Seif and the Aruch HaShulchan, that there is no Din Sreifa, there's no Chiyav Sreifa B'chlal, it's just a Kula, that you could be Nene from the Eifer, from the ashes, then that would apply even today in our law in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there would be no Chiyav Sreifa. But if the Vort was because the Orlo of Chutzlars doesn't have the Din Sreifa, that only would apply in Chutzlars. But in Eretz Yisrael, even today, you would still have the Chiyav Sreifa, and you would have to Taka burn Orlo.